Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Building Your Business right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and my guest today is Rachel Lee. We're going to be talking about artistic branding, your branding. How do you stand out? How do you show your uniqueness? How do you actually encompass all you do in your branding where people can get it? Do we represent who we are as an essence? Do we represent what we do? There's always a lot of confusion around branding. So today we're going to be talking about how her journey as an artist and a designer and a creative entrepreneur and as a recovering people pleaser. Rachel spent most of her early years being the vision of herself and everyone else wanted her to be in school and in work and the early years of business. It wasn't until she burned out, I call that the cosmic 2x4, that she realized that living her life this way was not sustainable and that's something that needed to change. So after digging deep to find the answers within herself, she found a way to flip the script and use her identity as the core pillar in everything that she does instead of changing herself to fit into other people's boxes. Today, Rachel believes that everyone should know and celebrate the difference. And this is the gift that she says with her clients when she works with them on their branding identity. Amen, sister. Been there, done that, had a few cosmic 2x4s along the way, and we were brought up to please everyone, right? And we can't. We bend into a pretzel, and that pretzel's going to break, and at some point we do break. And the confusion, as we talked about before the show, your brand identity of your business, but we are our business. So are we branding our identity? Are we branding what we do as an identity? Is it going to please everyone? Is everyone going to get it? And those are the words that we keep asking ourselves when it comes to branding, isn't it? Welcome to the show, hun.
Thank you so much for having me. I love having this conversation with people because there's always this balance that we're trying to strike between showing up in a way that feels good to us, where when we look at our stuff online, we have the sense of pride. We think, oh yeah, this feels good for me. I'm excited to show this to everybody, but also doing it in a way that actually gets the job done. Because as much as we would love to be open and expressive and authentic in the way that we show up, sometimes that could err on the side of crazy. And when it comes to doing business, we can't afford to be crazy because we are at risk of scaring away our customers. So I'm excited to be chatting with you about this topic and diving deeper today.
Well, you know, like, just do it. Tick. Nike. I mean, brilliance, because it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you do, just do it, right? It's perfect. But that is kind of one in a trillion type logos that says it all and speaks to all, isn't it? So we have to, you know, very few of us are going to hit that mark because that's so unique. But if we are a solopreneur, we have to realize we are the business. And we are what we do. And people have to buy us before they're going to buy from us. So there has to be a certain amount of essence of who you are in your branding, right? Because how many times have I looked at people's sites and then talked to them and go, there's no match here. You know, your site's been done by somebody on a template, very generically. It looks nice and clean, but where are you? I'm looking for you in this site. There's no representation. And people today want a relationship with someone before they're going to do e-commerce or transaction. Gone are the days where everything is just transaction and I don't care who you are, you're just a number. We want connection now. And that connection starts with our branding.
Absolutely. One thing that I like to tell people is that regardless of if you have a personal brand or a business brand, business is about the exchange of services between people. And business is just the vehicle through which we facilitate this exchange, but it's about people helping people. And I feel like as I look at the world of business and I see the way people do things, it makes me sad inside because I see the way that people are treated as numbers. Even in the world of marketing, we use terms such as lead generation. I'm like, no, these are people. Like, these are customers and clients. These are people who see you, like you, and trust you enough to give you their money because they desperately need your help. And we should hold it with that same level of care. These aren't just numbers on a spreadsheet, even though I know that when it comes to tracking metrics and conversion rates and making sure that you get the results you're looking for, at the end of the day, it's just a vehicle for helping people. And I think that's something that we should preserve at the heart of all of our marketing efforts and the way that we show up and conduct our business.
It's our introduction, right?
Yes.
It's that door
Absolutely.
opener. So when somebody sees that logo, sees that branding, those first few words, that is the calling card. Now, back in
Yeah.
the day, a few hundred years ago, people used to go around and actually hand calling cards to identify
Yeah.
who they are. We use business cards for years. Most of the time, everything's done electronically now. But in that electronics, although it's efficient, how do we still make that personal connection? Hello, I am. This is what I do. Pleased to meet you. How do we say that in a click of a button that, is going to be in somebody's face in a second? So how do we personalize it without getting too personal?
That's a great question. And I'll have to back up and even address the bigger picture question of how do we do all of this online where communication is really tricky. And I go back to when I was in school and, they teach us English and communication skills, but all of those apply to in-person situations. At least even when I was in school, computers were just starting to be a thing and we weren't trained to communicate through the online medium and do it in a way that feels personable. It was totally robotic and completely functional in the beginning. I remember, I think my teacher taught me how to send an email, in school. They teach you these basic skills, but they don't, it's very functional, right? Like, here's the
Not
structure.
interactional.
Yeah, it's very much about like, here's my message. I'm gonna put it out in the world. And they didn't, I mean, no one could have foreseen how quickly it would have moved in this direction where now we do everything online. I spend most of my time sitting in this chair, interacting with people across the world through this box called my computer. And most of the friends that I've made in the recent few years, they're all online. And the reason why that connection was able to happen, though, is because I was able to communicate about myself in such a way in the online space that it attracted those types of people. And now, circling back to your question about how is it that we're able to communicate about ourselves, but without crossing that line? And I would say that that line is different for every person because what is true to you is totally different for the person next door, even if you might have the same background. And a lot of it goes down to understanding where your boundaries are, first and foremost, because one thing that I learned a few years back, one of my mentors gave this to me, is that there's a difference between what's private and what's personal. And an example of that is saying, like, one day, maybe you're having a bad day and you want to share it with people. It's good to express whenever something's going on. It's especially if you've got people in your life that you trust. But if you have a personal brand, for example, like the way that I do with my business, and I want to maintain that connection with my audience, I want to share about what's going on, but I don't have to go into all of the details about, like, oh, my car got a flat tire, and then I almost hit a dog on the way to the grocery store. Like, depending on your comfort levels and where that line is for you, it's important to know how much to share and how you share it, where you could
And
say
where?
something as and where exactly. So, and depending on the relationship you have with your audience, sometimes there is such thing as oversharing. If your audience is not used to you being vulnerable and sharing about things that are going on in your life. So sometimes the extent of what you can do is just to say, hey guys, I had a really bad day today, not feeling so good, but I'm looking forward to a better day tomorrow. And that is still sharing and being open and honest, but still honoring your personal boundaries of, I don't feel comfortable sharing all of the details. Neither does it serve my audience to know those things. And it doesn't accomplish anything if I go past that line to a certain extent. So it's very nuanced. I don't think there's a straight answer for it, but it
No.
goes down to understanding yourself, your personal boundaries, and your relationship with your audience to know what's appropriate in any given
Yeah.
situation.
The beauty of that, though, is that I'm having a bad day, folks, and just like, I'd love a hug, right?
Yeah,
And then you
exactly.
actually see who is following you because all of a sudden you see hug, 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 hug. Last week,
Yeah.
I have a beautiful 3-year-old and almost 1-year-old who's one this week. And they love to share their germs they get from daycare. So I am with them for Easter, and then comes the Monday, whack-a-roo. My daughter and the kids had had it 2 weeks prior. So they thought
Oh
I
my
was, everything
goodness.
was gone, and all of a sudden it hits me and it flattened me. Like couldn't
Oh.
get the head off the pillow unless it was in the bathroom. So,
Oh
it
no.
was, and that was it for like 2 days. And it's like I had to postpone shows, which I hate doing. I've literally done shows with COVID. So I hate doing that, but I couldn't get my head off the pillow, so I couldn't do it. So, I shared a show out there saying, sickness apology. Is that why do we feel guilty if we have to change an appointment or if we're not feeling well that we feel we can't serve? And we always feel guilty for doing that. So it's like, no, let go of the guilt. And the amount of people that responded to that, oh, I hope you're feeling better now. No, don't feel guilty. What it did, it stemmed another conversation, right?
Yeah.
Around the guilt. Why does society make us feel guilty for feeling less than when we, are facing illness or facing something? And I think that it's wonderful to see how people respond. It's wonderful to see how the interaction can go. So yes, you can share, I'm having a bad day. Would love a hug. And then when people do hug you back, well, get better, interact. When you feel better, interact. Thank you so much. I hope that you're not having any bad days. It becomes a platform of building a deeper rapport
Exactly.
with your people. But again, as you said, knowing how far you're going, right? The invitation is that if
Exactly.
somebody wants to ask in the chat a little more detail and you feel comfortable, great. But it is more about that invitation. Let's support one another. Thank you for your support. How can I support you?
Absolutely. And it goes down to setting the tone of the relationship that you want to have with your audience, as well as understanding at the core of it, what is this character that you're trying to put out on the internet? How do they show up on a day-to-day basis? And what are their values and core pillars so that no matter what you do and how you show up, those things still remain true? Like, for example, for me, the way that I've constructed my brand is that it's fluid because it's a personal brand. I expect to grow every single day, and so does my audience. It would be so boring if I remained the same from like even like a week ago. No, I'm doing things, I'm growing, and I'm exploring as a person, and I'm documenting and sharing that journey. That being said, even though there are things in my life that are changing and growing, there are some core fundamental things about me as a personal brand that my audience knows to be true. A few of those things, for example, is I tend to be playful and positive, and I try to take a fun spin on everything that I do. Even if I have an absolutely crappy day, I'm still going to do my best to find some sunshine that I'm going to draw out of that situation.
You know the
Another
song,
thing
Be
that's
Happy, Don't
right.
Worry,
Exactly. So
right?
across the board, that has remained consistent. Another thing is that I am very personable and I do my best to connect individually with members that I have in my circle and my sphere. And I'm very intentional about my relationships. And no matter how I change and grow, that's a core pillar that I have with my brand, along with being authentic and expressing even when it's difficult. So there are core pillars that will remain the same. And those are the things that people follow you for because they resonate and they connect and they believe in those things too. So, yeah, just to elaborate further.
Our branding is online. Online, everything we do is an algorithm. So when we put out a positive algorithm, that's the vibration and the frequency we're setting out, and that is what's going to get picked up. If you're putting out a negative one, then all those negative ones love coming over and helping you to be miserable, right? So it is, we're an
Absolutely.
algorithm. It's an algorithm. So what you seed, what you water is what will grow. And, we can still address things that are issues that we don't like, but we don't tore and quarter. We address the problem. What's the solution? What's the solution? Be solution based. People want to know you actually are a human and not an AI. And when we see people just posting about their business, another sign up, another six figure, another this, another that,
Oh my
it
gosh.
feels like, hang on a second, are you a robot? Because I'm not feeling anything connective or warm. Or our vulnerability in many ways, to a certain degree, has become our authenticity.
Absolutely. It's actually a pet peeve of mine when I follow a whole bunch of my friends and business contacts. And for some people or some businesses, when all I see is business related content that I know, having been somebody who's created content for a long time, I know you're just trying to indoctrinate me, sell me your ideas,
Yes.
and then sell me your products and services. I
Yes.
know what you're trying to
Yeah.
do. You can't be sneaky with me. But I find that I don't emotionally connect to that content. From a business
No.
perspective, I understand it's important to share about what you do so people can know how it is that
Billboard.
you can help them.
It's a billboard.
Yeah,
That's it.
exactly. But you don't have to be talking about it all the time.
I
And I
know.
think what people are missing is that people buy from brands that they feel connected with. And
Exactly.
from a human perspective, you got to connect with them at a personal level because all business problems, they actually result in personal problems,
Absolutely.
right?
Yes,
And
yes.
that's where you should be speaking to. For example, if you're not getting enough clients, that's a very common struggle a lot of business owners have. And that's the angle a lot of marketing material tackles, right? Looking for your dream clients, want to hit six figures, don't know where your customers, everything is
Yeah.
geared around finding customers. But if we go a level deeper, of course, we all know we need customers, but no customers means no income, which means that you have to spend more time working, a lot of time stressing, less time with your friends and family, and investing your energy, building yourself, and doing the things that you love. There, when I say that, oh, people feel it. And that's where we connect. But if you're just like looking for more leads, I'm sorry, I don't feel anything. I'm just going to swipe right past it because
Exactly,
it didn't connect.
and it's the same
Yeah.
with I use WhatsApp not for business, but if I have a long distance, then if somebody wants to do the phone, I prefer Zoom because I like to look at a face, right? But when people pitch things to me on Messenger or on this and that, it's like, how about hello, how are you? This is the business that I am in. What do you do? Let's have a it almost no, I'm going to say this, folks. It's very much about dating today. They get out of bed and go, who are you? Right? And it feels a lot like that today in business. It's like, I'm just after your money. Sign up. Do you need this? Da, 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 da. You're in my face. Please back
Yeah.
off. Do you even know if this is something I'd be at all interested in? Have you invested the time to actually speak to me, get to know me, to see if your product is something? I'll go back to a friend many years ago in an MLM, and I had three children, young children, and she's trying to sell me fake nails. And it's like, hey, my nails have always been an issue. So no, I these things, heavy things on my fingers, no thank you. And I've got three kids, my hands are in the dishes. Last thing I want is this. Had she listened and looked about where I was, stress level, health level, this, that, there were a dozen other products in her company that I needed. I needed. But she was harping on the thing that she liked without inquiring what I needed.
Yes. And it's the worst when people lead into their sales and marketing with a whole bunch of assumptions. And
Yes.
one of the things that I tell people is the success to branding well is first listening to yourself, understanding who you are, and what you're trying to put out, because you are going to attract exactly what you put out onto the
Yes.
internet. And
Yes.
if you are happy with what you're putting out, you're going to be happy with what you're pulling back in.
Yeah.
And it's so important to listen to what people are saying about the things that they need. And a good brand caters to what people are looking for. And you have to listen to craft an effective brand message. You're going to have to listen to understand how to position your products and services in a way that your clients are going to just get drawn to it, because
Yeah.
branding is attraction marketing. You set yourself up in such a way that the moment that people catch wind of you, they just get sucked in. They can't
Yes.
help it. They are so interested and excited and curious to learn more. That can't help it. But it is about pulling those people in so that you can form that relationship first and foremost, build that trust, and then eventually that the sale will happen later down the road.
Exactly. You know, it isn't about posting, posting, posting. It's about interaction, interaction, interaction. And I spend
Yeah.
at least an hour a day on doing it. People, I'm doing an hour. This is part of your business, right? Online is part of your business. This is your networking. This is you getting to know people. This is people getting to know you. And so I follow
Yeah.
various things, and very often I come across somebody addressing something, and I say, you know, I've done a show on that, and if you're interested, here it is. Because now I'm presenting them with a solution that somebody who has also been through that found and is now sharing. But it shows that I'm paying attention, all right, to what your need is. I may have a solution for you. I don't say I have one. I say I may have, right?
Yeah,
If you wish to take a listen and
absolutely.
see if she can help you or he can help you, right? And that's the thing. It's people want to know that you're not just like that you are actually responding. You're responding, and we want response. We don't see enough positive response. The other thing is, oh God, it used to be 20 years ago, you had 2 minutes to get somebody's attention in your elevator pitch, right? Well, 30 seconds for elevator pitch, but 2 minutes if you had a presentation. If you didn't have them in that 2 minutes, you didn't have them at all. Now it's 2 seconds. Give me a bloody break, right?
It's
If all your
crazy.
attention span is 2 seconds, I'm sorry, pass me by.
And it's crazy that it's gotten to that point where and I find myself falling into this too, as I'm scrolling through social media and I'm on there, I'm there to stay connected with my friends and family. I scroll through, I want to see your updates, I want to see
Yes.
you, but I also find myself glazing over some posts, and it's just because if the visual or the first five words that I see don't pull me in, I'm sorry, I don't have energy to sit and try to decipher and understand. I have enough on my plate. I'm going to move on to the next thing. And it's crazy. That's just how we've been trained and conditioned with the tools that we have. The tools that we use shape the behaviors we have and the way that we think. And being aware of how I react when I see
Yes,
content,
exactly.
I keep this in mind for when I create content with my brand, knowing that people are viewing my stuff through that exact same lens.
Yeah, you want them then to want more depth, right? This is the
Absolutely.
headline, right? But the headline should draw you into, oh, what more? What more?
Yeah.
And you know, as a human race, one of the things we've become is extremely shallow. And
Yeah.
we Through that shallowness, we've become incredibly disconnected. We're like chickens with our heads cut off, chasing, everywhere, and we're not staying present enough to see what's in front of us and look deeper. We're not giving things the time. So, knowing that, we need to slow down in what we're looking at and how we interact. But also, when we're putting stuff out, if we're wanting people to go further, that headline has to be enticing enough to want them to then click on more and be able to read more, or click on something and go to a bigger detail. So we've got to be very
Absolutely.
captivating in our headline.
Absolutely. And whenever people ask me the question about how do I create compelling content that draws people in, I know that a lot of people tend to focus on the outer tactics. Let's take a look at the trends. What's the
Yes.
trending audio? What's the cool dance on TikTok that I should
Yes.
be
It
doing to get
changes from
people's
second to
attention,
second. You can't follow
second to
that.
second. It's very fleeting. And what I found, and I speak from personal experience when I say this, is that the content that connects the deepest, regardless of how you communicate it, is usually when you're sharing something from your personal life, a
Exactly.
personal experience. This happened to me the other day, celebrating something. I'm struggling with something. Here's something that I learned or discovered. When you share from that perspective, and it's something that comes from inside that you put outside, rather than looking at what are people doing on the outside and how can I do my spin on it and bringing it in. Even though that's still a great way to generate ideas for content if you're stuck, I personally find, and even just looking at the stats on my social media posts, the content that always performs the best, if I were to even say from a number standpoint, is always the content that comes from inside first
Yes.
and is just a form of expression rather than I'm just trying to create content to turn up business and generate likes. It's very different, inside
Yeah.
out versus
Yes,
outside in.
absolutely. People want
Yeah.
to feel the essence of you. And this
Yeah.
is why now we've gone very much to people posting videos. I do one every week. You know, every
Yeah.
week I put one out there. How's your week going? This is something da 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 da. You know, how do you feel about that? You know, I have this book, shameless plug, Our Forgotten Children, which is a book that I put together with 14 other people on the raising of our children. And why our children are so disconnected today and so lost is because the system is broken. And it's a fundraiser book and it's an awareness book. So I'm always putting stuff out on that because it's not just a book for sales, it's a book because it has a mission. And when you talk about it from the mission, from the why, then people become more connected. You know, it isn't about just coming up with a video. Have you got, you've got to buy, try this. You know, it is about where does the heart come into it? Where does the connection come into? Where's the invite into it? And even if you're just putting something out that's fun, you know, it's at the same time is how does it still connect with people? Because we are for people that can connect in a trillionth of a second by a click, we are so disconnected now because we're saturated.
It's true. And I mean, I'm just thinking back to even the most recent piece of content that I posted out. I actually took a very long break from posting anything on social, and which is abnormal because in the past, I even had a personal policy of as much as I can, I try to maintain open communication with my audience about what's going on, even if, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Even if it's the ugly, I still do my best to show up. But there was a period where I needed space from it because I started to feel that the content that I was sharing, it felt off. I didn't feel
Yes.
like me. I wasn't excited about it. I could tell from the energy reflected from my audience that they weren't quite getting it too. So I took space and I actually made the first post that I posted in a very long time, just a few days ago. And it was just something, it was a spur of the moment thing. I
Yeah.
had shot a few videos throughout the day and it wasn't anything related to the work that I do for branding. It wasn't a promotional post for my business. It was literally just a fun capture of, hey guys, here's me on one of my no call work days. And as a social introvert, here's what I like to do to enjoy and use this time to recharge. And I totally wasn't expecting it. I posted this at like 1 in the morning. I was expecting zero likes. I just felt like putting it out,
Yes.
but I got so much response
Yes.
from it. And there's still people commenting on it
Yeah.
to this day because the post was about doing business in a way that honors your time and energy. And it actually ended up resonating with a lot of people because, so it turns out, a lot of people are struggling with those same things. And it
Yes.
was only effective from a number standpoint because I was just sharing what was present with me. And it turns out it's something that's on the mind of a lot of the people in my
Yes.
circle too.
Yes.
So,
It's on the mind
yeah.
of a lot of people. It's like the
Yeah.
perfect brand. And people think branding is just the logo or the title, you know,
Yeah.
your website title, how catching it is. And then that is your brand. No. How are you representing that logo, that statement, right? Is it something that really, when people connect with you, go understand? Yes, you know that statement
Absolutely.
you've made is you. People want the essence of you. That's your authenticity. They don't care if you're
Absolutely.
flawsome which means that you have flaws. We all have flaws. I put it to the Japanese bowl that is broken. Japanese put it back together with gold. I'm saying put yourself back together with love. Then fill that bowl up with love and let that love run over. And when you come from a place of love, you know, people say, who do you interview? And I go, all those that come from the heart. It isn't what they do, it's why they do it. If it's a
Heck
conviction of
yes.
theirs, it comes from the heart, it's their why, it's their gotta, then I know that that's going to resonate with other people because we want that connection. Do you believe in your own brand?
Absolutely. Amen to that. I feel like when it comes to branding, people ask me, how can you tell when it's a brand is good? Is it like, do they have like a beautiful logo? Is it a well-designed site? And I tell people that those things, it's just the tip of the iceberg because at the core of it, a brand that's well constructed gets you to feel something. And that is the same feeling that you would often have when you think about the people in your life that are the closest to you. It's like, you know, when you're messaging like your best friend or your partner or somebody in your life that you love, every time you see their name pop up on your phone when they send you a message and you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach, you're like, oh, I got butterflies. I have to go check and see what it is that they said. That's the same feeling that you want to create with your brand. And a brand done well, no matter how you interact with it, you see a post, you talk to the person, you purchase their product or service, you see their stuff on a billboard, you get that same feeling of, oh, like that sparkly feeling inside. That's when you know that you've created a brand that is effective because it's about communicating and about an identity through a whole bunch of different ways. You can't pin it down to just the logo or just the website. It's a combination of verbal and nonverbal communication that is all targeted around creating a unique experience that is consistent every time. So even for me, like when I post things, when I show up on calls, the way I have my Zoom background right now, the whole point is every time you have an interaction with me, you get that same kind of sparkly feeling because I've been very intentional about the way that I curate that experience. And it's not pinpointed to one thing, which is what people tend to fixate on whenever they hear me say the word branding. They're like, oh, it's like all the pretty stuff, but it's so much more than just that.
I call it the picket fence. Back in the day, people would be over the picket fence and say, "Have you tried this product?" Right? And people go, "Oh, it does that. It, oh, I've got to give it a try." And then I give it a try. We've got to tell so and so. Right? And this is what you are looking at with your social media, with your branding of your business. The best compliment you can have is when someone refers you because they've had a good experience with you, even if they didn't do business with you, but they liked you so much that they still want to refer you to someone who could use your services. That's the best compliment you can have because you've made a connection. You're picket fencing, right? So it's
Absolutely.
so important to always be warm and inviting. Always be yourself. For people who are just listening today, her headphones have gorgeous little kitten ears on it, right? So she's representing a playful side to her, which indicates that when she does a branding, yes, it's serious, but it's also playful because playful lightens it up and becomes more invitational. There's a lot of heaviness out there in the world. We don't need to go heavy, folks. Let's lighten up. Right, let's be more invitation,
Absolutely.
let's be more playful and more warm and embracing in everything that we do because Lord knows we need it as a human race, and your business needs it desperately.
Absolutely. And one thing that I want to add is that when it comes to creating a brand that is powerful, it's the same way as we construct our personality and our character as a human being. There are always two sides of the coin. And most people only like showing one side of it, the shiny side, the pretty side, the I have all of my stuff together and I'm a professional and you should trust me side. But there is always another side of you that is also true. And we tend to antagonize that side and hide it. We choose not to show it because we're afraid it's going to sabotage my opportunity. Communities. People might not want to work with me if I show them that I also have this side. But what if I told you that people want to work with you if you show that side and fully embrace it and just tell people this is the way that I work? And when I construct brands for my clients, I actually like to find What is that bright, shiny side? And what is that other side? And how can we communicate both of those things together so that you have a brand that has depth? It's not just one
Yes.
dimensional. I see the full spectrum. And when I see everything, it's very easy for me to decide if I do or don't like you. And almost 100% of the time, when you see all of it, most people are like, I like you because you're brave enough to be honest about that side of yourself. And I want to connect with real people. So when it comes to brands well done, they have depth and dimension because you see the full spectrum. And that way, people know there's nothing that they're hiding. They have everything on the table. And those are the people, specifically from a personal brand perspective, those are the people that I want to trust and buy from.
I just came across my mind when you were talking about analytical people, engineering type people, and everything is very kind of either black and white or gray. And what popped into my mind was a Lucas brand, you know, the TV icon, the movie icon, and it's a stainless steel name, Lucas, but it's been done in such a way that it doesn't feel like steel. You know, it shows strength. It has enough shine on it, enough shape on it to show the strength of wonderment. So what are you trying to say? And a lot of the times when you have people that are very analytical, they look at it from everything from the analytical side, but who is your customer? You are offering analytics, but they may not be analytical people. They've hired you for that. So where is your color that invites your customer who can't do the analytics and is h hiring you for it, right? Because if you're just coming from an analytical gray type of thing, then you're not going to stand out. So you've got to address the color of the people that you want. And I don't mean skin tones, I mean the color of the work, and make sure that you are inviting them and that the skill that you're offering them is the analytics they don't have and don't want to have.
Exactly. And I can actually even speak to an example of the work that I've done with one of my clients where the work that they do is not the most exciting. It's systems and operations and
Right, like
optimizing, you
accounting.
know, it's yeah, exactly. It's the structural side of the business. It's putting everything into an organized box and making sure things flow smoothly. It's not the most exciting thing to talk about, but when it came to the branding work that we did for my client, she is such a fun human being. She is so cool, so kind, a really like a very easy to connect with type of person. And when it came to the us figuring out what is the brand going to look like for you, it actually ended up being something that was fun. It was a logo that was on a little sticky note because a lot of the work that she likes to do, it's all about ideation and co-creation together with the client. Yes, we're dealing with systems and operations and structures, but we could do it in a fun way. It's like brainstorming or mind mapping on a whiteboard. Everybody likes that. Let's just stick all of our ideas out there and then let's organize things. And she takes everything from a fun perspective. So her brand's actually really colorful. It's like post-it notes, but it's like sunset colors. And if you think about sticky notes, it's like the rainbow, right? It bright neon colors, highlighters. And we made it fun because that's the experience that she creates for her clients so that they do the work, but it doesn't feel like it because they're having so much fun while they're doing it. So that's an example that I wanted to share.
You know, everybody knows I'm a colorful person. That's just who I am. And my logo and my site, you know, all my show genres are represented by a banner, which is a picture that kind of represents what that show topic, you know, shows topics are about. There's 19 of them there. Everything is colorful. I've tried to change my site several times and I've hired people to do it only to dismiss them if they haven't hijacked me, because what they were coming up with was a generic template that did not represent, that was not workable, that took all the color out of it altogether. And I thought, no, I'm now look like everybody else's, and like, where is I am doing the interviewing. So, you know, people have got to know I'm a colorful person, because if they want dry and analytical, then don't come to me. We'll be analytical, but not very dry. So we've got to be there where we can feel the essence of that person. And if somebody is like that and they see the color of me and my style, then they're not going to come and be interviewed by me. So just as much as it is an invitation to a client, it's also a deterrent of the kind of clients you can't serve.
Exactly. And one of the most important things about a brand that is done well is exactly what you said. It turns off the customers that are not the right fit. And if
Exactly.
your brand is just attracting every type of client underneath the sun, I'm sorry, but it means that it's not effective because it's supposed to be a deciding factor that if people do like your vibe, they will be attracted to it. But if they don't like it, they're going to be repelled to it. Doesn't mix. It's like oil and water.
Exactly. And then they're
Yeah.
just not the right client. You've saved yourself a great deal of time. There is no one
Exactly.
size fits all. And you
No.
want to work with people that get you and you get, right? You want to know that this
Exactly.
working relationship, although very serious and whatever you're doing for the person, also is fun, also is accountable, also is
Yeah.
somebody that hasn't misrepresented themselves. Right, that we do this
Absolutely.
and we do that, and you go, but can I have some of that? No, we don't do that anymore. Right, and
Yeah.
it's we don't want misrepresentation. We have so much of that in
Yes.
news and media and social media. We just want to know, are you the real deal?
Yeah. And it's so hard to find real people
Yeah.
online. And I say this for a fact where I do a lot of networking. I meet new people each and every single day. And it's always an interesting exercise to first meet somebody online. You know, I'm on LinkedIn or we're at some networking event. Like you meet them online and first impressions are something that we're just going to have to work with. You will always get a first impression based off of what people are putting out. And usually, when that expectation is not met when you actually connect in person, that disconnect, even though it's not a deal breaker, but it's kind of like when you hit a speed bump. You're driving and
Yes.
then all of a sudden, whoop, oh, okay, that's weird. Like you get a funny
Yeah.
feeling and it's like a red flag that goes up, and then
Yes.
you just proceed with a little bit more caution because you're not sure if what this person is saying about themselves is true or not, because you started to see a disconnect between
Yeah.
what was put out and then the way that they actually showed up. And the more red flags that come up, the less likely I am to be inclined to even ask or be interested in working
And yeah,
together
and you
with
know,
them.
going back to that show I did about illness, stop apologizing.
Yeah.
You know, when you are interacting with someone that could be a potential client, and then you find, no,
Yeah.
you know, trust the gut, no. It's okay for you to say, I'm terribly sorry, but I do not feel that this is a fit. I don't feel I could serve you in the way you wish to be served. Right.
Yes.
And you know, I had a recent one with somebody that I saw in a network, and she reached out to me to wanting to be interviewed. And then I emailed her back. That's great, hun. How about da da da? You use hun in business? And I go, yes, I
Yes.
do. Everybody's hun to me. And that is
Yeah.
who I am. And if I would go, oh, Mr. and Mrs. this or that, no, it would be a facade. I remember once
Yeah.
doing a workshop, and I was wearing a suit, and somebody came to me afterwards and said, Sarah, lose the suit. It's not you. The next day I came in color, and that's it. Thumbs up,
Yes.
right? And it's because
Yeah.
how it's like, I call it the Armani suit thing. If you are a jeans and t-shirt person and you come in Armani suit, you're doing this with the collar and you feel it doesn't fit. And you know, like 55% when you walk into a room or when you are online is how people perceive you. What are you presenting of yourself, right? 38% is that
Yes.
tone in which you set. Are you inviting? It's only 7% of the content. You're not even going to get to the content if you don't go through the other. And yet people put up
Absolutely.
this facade of what they think people want from them, right?
It's
Instead
true.
of just give me you, I haven't got time for anyone else.
Yes, and I tell my clients this all the time, but it's so important that you show up in a way that is comfortable for you, because when
Yes.
you're comfortable, you show up as the most authentic version of you. And oftentimes when I work with people, where they're starting is they have something amazing to share with the world, but they're holding back because the way that they're communicating it feels clunky, it doesn't feel natural to them, and the tension that they feel, it is so bad that they don't want
Yes.
to put their content out there.
Yeah,
And it's the worst.
exactly.
I felt it before myself, where I send a link to my website, and before it wasn't in state that I was happy with, and I
Yeah.
would send it, but I would feel so embarrassed inside. I would be like, here's my website, but I'm already apologizing for
I
it
know.
before people even click the link. And we've all been there
We've
before.
all been there, absolutely.
Yes, but it's like you sell your message and your services short when you show up with that kind of energy. And
Absolutely.
yes.
Absolutely. I remember, but you know, the first 5.5 years I just did audio. I've just celebrated 12 years. Actually, says for 6 years I did audio. And then somebody said, Sarah, come on, it's time to do video. And the first thing that came out of my mouth, who wants to see this old bag on camera? And then from the back of my head, like a whack, you know, came another voice. It's not about you, Sarah, it's about the content. And if people can't get over you being the presenter, they're not ready for the content, right? So if we lead
Absolutely.
with apology, then it's the apology that's picked up. If we lead with insecurity, the insecurity is picked up. We lead with doubt, the doubt is picked up. But when we truly stand by who we are and what we're doing in true ownership, that's what's picked up. And then people want to know more about who you are and what you're doing because they feel your confidence, not cockiness, confidence.
Absolutely. And that's just a confidence that comes from knowing who you are, being in full control over what you show to the world, and leaving nothing on the table. And that is when people ask me, what's my return on investment when I invest in my branding? And I often have to break it to people that it's not a direct return because the confidence that you feel when you show up and present your brand, that will directly translate into opportunities. But that is also highly dependent on your level of sales skills. What are you doing for your marketing? How much effort are you putting into finding the right people? Those are other factors that do factor in, which kind of muddy the waters. But one of the biggest things that I tell people that they can expect after they work on their branding is you are going to feel so excited to share about your stuff to people. And that excitement alone will get people thinking. They're like, oh, she seems really excited about this. I'm going to have to look further. It's like when people are raving about like the new restaurant down the road. You have no idea what the fuss is about, but the fact that someone's so excited about it
I got to
kind of
give it a
entices
try.
you. I got to go give it a try too, right? I got to see what the hype is about. So it translates into that, but sometimes it is intangible. So for people who are very left brain and numbers focused, they might not get it right away, but it is the foundation on top of which you build everything else. And when you communicate about your brand and your services and your business with ease and excitement, it translates into so many beautiful things on the other side.
I get this with podcasts. How many people listen? And my answer is this: all those that are ready to hear. Right? When I put it out there, and it's on lots of social media platforms, it's on lots of sites, it's on lots of areas, it's a library here. I've got 3,600 shows here going back nearly 11 years. There is plenty of data here, right? It's when somebody picks that show from the library. And because the title or something about it, I need to listen to this. And it's like the teacher will come when the student is ready. The show will come when somebody's ready to hear it. I have no control whatsoever once it's out there. Who listens, what they do with it. You know, my motto is listen, learn, and apply, but I have no control once it's out there. And that's the same with our branding. We put it out there in good intention with absolutely honesty and conviction. Who picks it up is are the people that are ready to receive it. And if we're attached to end goal, how many people, then I'm sorry, you're doing the business from the wrong end.
It's true. And I often find that it's so important to do a combination of attraction-based marketing, which is branding. It's laying the foundation and turning your brand into a magnet that draws in the right people. But you also have to do the work of putting that brand in front of the right people, because if you take a look at
Persistently and
brick and
consistently.
exactly, like if you have to be strategic still. And oftentimes a question that I get about what's the difference between branding and marketing for people who are trying to figure out how do I get my business in front of the right people. Branding is figuring out the core of what it is that you're trying to communicate to your audience. Who are you? Why should they care? What's your message? And what is it that you're trying to communicate? And marketing is the act of communicating your brand and broadcasting it to people through a variety of different channels and mediums, like social media, on your website, paid advertising, or speaking opportunities. Marketing is the act of broadcasting your brand. But without having a brand first, well, what are you putting out there?
Exactly.
Into the world? Who knows,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So you can't
You're
have one without
in the wind.
The other. You need both because a beautiful brand that's set up but isn't broadcasted, I'm sorry, but it is just going to sit there. No one's going to find you if you don't put yourself into the places where those people are. You have to make yourself available. But the same as said, there's no point in broadcasting when we don't know what the heck we're communicating. It's like having a billboard, but you don't know what they're trying to
you
sell.
You put it in the desert somewhere, you know?
Exactly. So you need
nobody's
both
getting the
of
message.
Those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need both of those things done together in order to get the results.
I'm glad
that you're
you separated that because a lot of people do get mixed up with branding and marketing, and branding is what you're marketing. Right. So
exactly.
it is your 30-second elevator pitch. It is your 2-second attention, right? It is what draws people in to actually know what it is you're doing through the marketing. You know, I think something else I think is really, really important, which is a form of your branding. I'm on a lot of network platforms where I go in into the meetings and I meet a lot of wonderful people, which I get to interview because I'm there fishing for the people I want to interview more than I am selling my service. Because for me, it's about building, you know, all this wonderful wisdom in one platform, right? So yeah, I know whom I want on here. But I have another one where it's a wonderful one. It's a part of the 262 book, and it's Step Up, Stand Up, and Speak Out. And it's been over a year of these wonderful summits. And Deborah, who runs it, will, because I'm one of the marketers and been there right from the beginning, obviously in the book, she'll just come to me, Sarah, boom. And give me a question. And I have to be on the spot where I'm answering the question in the authenticity of who Sarah is, what my philosophy is that represents my brand. So you want to get so comfortable that wherever you are, whether it's in a meeting, whether you're at a dinner party, whether you're meeting somebody in the street, that somebody asks you a question, that you automatically come across not with a sales pitch, but with an answer to that question showing the passion and the conviction of why you are doing what you're doing in answering that question. So it's getting comfortable that you are the brand. You don't have a brand. You are the brand.
You are. And I mean, a conversation that I often have with people when they talk about personal branding is they're like, oh, a personal brand is for people who are famous or who are looking for a bunch of followers, you know, influencers or celebrities. And they're like, that's not who I am. I'm just me.
Kardashians, right? Everybody,
they are
the brand.
Like,
yes. Yeah.
That level. But one thing that I like to remind people is, regardless of whether you like it or not, you represent yourself in every aspect of your life. Wherever you show up, when you're messaging people online, when you're hanging out with friends and family, you still represent yourself. So why shouldn't you be more intentional about the way that you do that, right?
Yes.
Why shouldn't you? You're doing it anyway. And at the end of the day, building a brand is less about chasing clout or getting more numbers or having people like you. It's more about feeling good about the way that you show up and being intentional about it so that you don't feel like you're leaving anything on the table. You said everything that you want to say in a way that feels good for you. And as a happy byproduct, you actually feel fully in control over the way people see you online because you are intentional about everything that you put out, right?
Exactly.
Like you just feel good.
You know, the other thing, you went back to it earlier, assume. You know, I love Don Ruse for agreements. You know, speak your word with integrity. Don't assume, ask. Don't take things personally. If somebody's dumping on you, it's their bad day. You don't have to accept it. And do your very best from what you know is your best, not somebody else's expectation. But let's look at again at assumption. Because I am a very, what some people will call a little, I'm an introvert person. I'm an extroverted introvert. But people assume that I'm very colorful and very spiritual and very, you know, very open in this way, definitely speak from the heart, that business people won't want to do shows with me. Far, far from it. The beauty of business today is they're beginning to understand that connection from the passion of what you're doing is what builds a better business. Putting people, planet before profit, not profit at the expense of people and planet, is what builds your brand, right? It's what gives you the longevity. And it's absolutely fabulous to interview people under the business title that are coming from the heart, that are wanting to serve the people with their brand because they believe it. They are passionate about it. And this is the way business is going. We're losing traction on the, and social media is losing it as well, where it's in your face, buy, you've got to buy, you've got to buy, you've got to buy. And I don't know about you. I mean, how many things have I bought online to find out is 20 sizes smaller than it really was? Or, not put together because we've also got to be buyer beware. But look at it always as don't instantly buy. Look at it as I'm interested. Now what more? And the beauty of what we're seeing today is people want more connection. So if your brand shows something personal about your passion and your conviction, that whenever you're speaking to people, it doesn't matter what form of business you're in, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an accountant, when you're the six figure, whether you're this or that, people want connection. They want to know why you're in it. They want to feel why you're in it. And why you're in it is to make the lives of the people you serve better. They want to know that is the
Absolutely.
intent.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, people don't buy from a logical place. We like to think that we do, but almost all purchases are emotional because we're buying something to solve a problem that is hurting us. And that's an emotional decision. Yes, there's always a lens of practicality to it. I'm buying this to fix my car because I need my car to move. But no, you want to fix your car because it's causing an inconvenience. It's getting you to be late for your meetings. You feel shame when you show up in a way that isn't professional because of this inconvenience. That is still an emotional decision. And the more that we can connect with people on an emotional level with our brands, the easier it is on the business end of things to make sales, to make money. But at the end of it's about creating connection because people buy from people that they feel connected with, and that is the direction that things are moving in, and it's just going to have to be something that we'll embrace.
Back to, as I said, that show I did about illness apology. When you have to reschedule, many times I've got people that have to reschedule. Life happens, right? And I will accommodate you the best I can. I'm generally booked in a month in advance, but I've booked, no problem. I understand. And it's the same if I have to do that. If they are not understanding, right, then do I want to do business with them? Maybe this is like, well, thank you very much. I wish you well. Goodbye. And when I wish you well, goodbye, that is the full stop for me. Right? And it's okay to decline somebody, right? And it was just not a fit. I wish you well, goodbye. And our true colors, and I'm a true color coach, our true colors come out when we're put into a situation that may annoy us, but how are we going to deal with it? And if we don't put the customer first in the sense of I understand, right? I understand. Now, if somebody's knee-jerked, oh, I forgot, sorry. And then I'm sorry, you forgot, sorry, and I now have forgotten your email and your address, right? So yes, because that's a lack of respect. But life happens. And I think when we show compassion and understanding, we now are building an even deeper connection with the people because you have understood. You're not uptight. You're not just looking for the sale, right? You really do care what's happening. And so then people want to reach out more to you.
People buy from brands that they connect with, but also see themselves in, even from like a product perspective, as I make decisions about which brands I buy from or which products or services. For me, at least, one thing that's important is I see a piece of myself in the thing that I am investing my money in. The reason why we buy clothes, right, is because you're like, I can see myself in that. That is so me, and I will feel so good wearing this or using this. I buy this car because I like the way that it looks. I feel like it expresses this other side of me. I yeah, like all of these purchases, it's actually from that space of I feel connected to this thing and I want this to be mine because I feel like it will not just make my life easier. Some things are about convenience, but a lot of it is about the way that you feel when you use the products or services. So yeah, I always say to people, lead with connection in all of everything that you do for your business, whether it's sales or marketing or branding. It is about connecting with the person. And the better that we listen and understand what people are looking for, the easier it is for us to know how to connect with them and meet them where they are at.
Every single thing in the world has an energy signature. Absolutely everything. Everything is down to the noughts and ones. Everything can be measured in some form of frequency. What we are doing is we are sharing energies. And we want those energies not to be the nails on the chalkboard, but to be harmonious, where they can actually expand, right? Expand in that harmony, expand in that excitement. We want to know, gosh, I've really enjoyed working with you. This is so cool. I can't wait to introduce you to other people or come back for your services again. The other beautiful compliment is somebody says, our transaction is over, but I'd love to still have a chat with you now and again or be friends or whatever, because that is building not just the people in your Rolodex, but the energy field that is around you, right? It's harmonious, it's the orchestra of positive energy. And if we can look at each other as energetic beings, and tap into each other's energy and, and enhance that energy up to higher levels for each other, everybody wins. Because you then go out vibrating on this higher energy and confidence of your brand, in confidence of your marketing, in confidence of who you are and what you're doing. That energy precedes you.
And even one thing to add to that, when creating a brand for yourself, it's important to understand the frequency of the brand that you're putting out because that frequency you're putting out is going to attract people who resonate with that frequency. It's like being on the same, listening to the same channel on the radio. I don't listen to the radio anymore. I'm sure some people still do, but it's about being on that same channel and same wavelength. And the more that you understand and tune your frequency, the more dialed in you're going to be with attracting a specific flavor of people as well.
You know, what color are you? Everybody knows I'm the blue lady. Everything is blue around with me. Blue is air sign. I am definitely air. People talk about being grounded. No, I'm a cosmic being. I'm constantly blowing around out there, landing now and again just to springboard back up. And it's kind of, there's certain colors that it's got to be in the brand. And when you really look at it, color is an energy, it's a frequency you can measure. It has an understanding. So if you're drawn to a color, that means that is the color of who you are. That is your chakra color that's the strongest. Make sure you incorporate it. Make sure the person who's doing your branding knows this is my color. It needs to be in there because it is an extension of my voice.
And I won't go down the rabbit hole into color theory with you, but colors carry energy and frequency. And it's one of my favorite things to do is to work with my clients to figure out what their colors are. And I often find that what there is not one color that encapsulates the energy of a person. You need at least two. And what I like to do is to find a color that represents each side of the coin for my client so that it creates the depth and contrast. So I'll use my own brand as an example, since the funny thing is, everyone knows that my brand color is pink. It's this bright bubblegum pink color. And a fun story that I like to tell people is that growing up, I hated the color pink. I was a tomboy and I only hung out with boys. I associated the color pink with girls, which I just did not enjoy hanging out with as a kid because I was the
They're
kid
too
that was rough.
Barbie-ish.
I'm like, I love rolling around in the sandbox and throwing mud pies at like my guy friends. Like I was that kid. I was the skater girl growing up. I listened to Eminem and blue was my favorite color for the longest time because I felt like that captured my energy. But the funny thing is later on in life, as I started to invest in my own branding and just sit and ask myself the question of what actually represents me and the energy that I have. And from the numerous responses that I got from people, just from the words that they use to describe my energy are, Rachel, you're so bubbly, you're so upbeat and positive, and you're so vibrant. And as I remember very clearly, I was sitting down with my design software open, and I pulled open a color palette. And I was sort of, one thing that I like to do is I like to like squint and blur my vision so then
Yes,
I could
I
sort
do
of
that.
like when, right? It's like I blur it because sometimes I'm so detail oriented that I hyper fixate on certain things and I get in my own way of making decisions. So I kind of blurred my eyes and I was just scanning over the color palette to see like, okay, what color here do I feel in my gut that resonates? And it landed on the pink color. And I had the biggest fight with myself when I'm like, no, pink cannot be that color. But as I sat and thought about it, it actually, pink is the color that captures the energy that people feel immediately. But also I chose black to represent the other side of the coin for me because I'm still a tomboy. You could literally see hats hanging on my shelf behind me. I wear like t-shirts and sweats most of the time. And it's because there is still a part of me that is represented by that color too. So
contouring it.
It's exactly. So every person has that contrast. And it's always a fun exercise to figure out what's the color that best represents you, but not just the one side of you that captures the full spectrum. So when people see your stuff, they immediately get a sense of what is it like when I interact with you. So that's just a fun thing that I wanted to share.
Now, and you know that, you know, it's as I said, yes, it's a whole new show on the color and how important color is, and color has always been extremely important. And, you know, I did a wonderful show on chakra eating. That when you are drawing towards certain foods, aubergine or apples or this or that, it is generally that chakra that needs to be boosted. So sometimes we're drawn to colorful foods, and it is to boost our chakra up, and our chakra is there to support us, and we need to make sure that we keep them fueled. And you know, and all of those colors need to be represented in some form or other, but there is always one or two that is the epitome of the definition of you. Right. And that's the thing is you don't want to, I mean, God, the 70s was awful because it was all about brown and cream. And I look back on the fashion there until we kind of went more bubbly into color. And it was like boring, so dull. And, you know, you can always tell a 70s show because it was polyester brown and cream, you know.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Then we went into a little more. And, of course, the 80s just, you know, went into psychedelic neons, right? So, so, you know, from one extreme to the other. But it's. It's, you know, going back to the kind of the way you present yourself and the way you dress, right?
Yes.
We want you to look presentable, but we don't want to see the clothes you're wearing. We want to see you. The clothes are complimenting you. You're not wearing them. You're not a coat hanger, right? That it is complimenting the essence of you. So what is your style? And what your style is, the way you dress, your style of the way you live, the style of the way you do your business needs to be represented in your branding.
Exactly. And you will attract people who like and resonate with that. And one of the things that I like to do is I intentionally wear cat ear headphones to all of my professional calls. And it is the first filter that I actually use because the people who don't get it or cannot handle the fact that I wear cat headphones, I'm sorry, but you're not my people. And it saves me time wasting it on a virtual coffee with someone who wouldn't have been the right fit anyway. So it's actually, it's a filter. And it's important that we turn up the volume on these things so that if there are people who can't handle it, you know right away. And that way it saves everyone time. And you only attract the people into your world who actually get it.
Yeah. Hi, hun.
Exactly. I thought it was the sweetest when you said that. I'm like, oh, I love Sarah. I love being called hun. Also, the fact that like I happen to be a lot younger than a lot of the people that I'm meeting. So it was very sweet. It totally made me smile because I could feel the love and care and the intention behind you using that word. And I totally loved and resonated with it. But I could also see and understand how some people might not fully get it, or it might rub them the wrong way if they're super straight jacket and they're like,
if they're super corporate, you know,
yeah, exactly.
The people I'm interviewing in business left corporate.
Yes, for a reason.
Yes, for a
Because they're like, I don't,
reason.
I'm not a robot. I don't want to
Exactly.
live my life this way. So I totally
Exactly.
get that.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, we started off talking about people pleasing and how much it just got us into a pretzel, and we're denying who we are. We're denying the essence. We're denying the discovery of who we are because of trying to please everyone. And I guarantee you, I swear on my life, you will never please everybody. Stop trying, right? The first and
Yes.
foremost person you need to please is yourself, because when you're pleased, when you're coming from a place of love and enthusiasm and excitement and conviction, right, you will draw the people to you that resonate with you. And those are the people that you will automatically please. And there is no needing to please because you are pleasing, right? So that is the first and foremost. Before you go setting up a business, before you go doing your branding, who are you? Who are you really? From the very core of you, know who you are. Don't just go and get a brand done because, oh, yeah, people will like that. Yes, that's nice and shiny. Yeah, that looks good. But is it you? Because if people feel a disconnect from your brand to who you really are, they know something's off, they'll go somewhere else. So unapologetically be you, the best version of you that you can be, coming from a place of authenticity and conviction of who you are and what you're doing, and let that represent in your brand.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself. And I think that probably brings our conversation to a natural conclusion. That was
Yes.
very well said. You took the words right out of my mouth.
So, people have heard the show today. They are resonating with old pinky ears here, and they go, I want a brand. I want to be fun and light. I want to be represented in my beautiful, quirky self, because there is no
Yes.
one size fits all. We want you to be who you are, because there is an audience for you. There are customers for you, the way you are. How do people get hold of you? What's the first step that you take?
Yes, I am all over the internet. People can reach me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Those are the platforms that I hang out the most on. My handle is the same across all the board, Rachel TY Lee. And the first step that I have with anybody who's even interested in talking about their branding is a simple conversation to get an understanding of where are things at right now with your brand and your business. Let's get to know you a little bit better. Let's get a feel of what you're trying to put out into the world. And based on the gap that has formed in between those two things, let's have a conversation to see if it makes sense for us to be working together. Do
Yeah.
we vibe?
Yes.
I
Yes.
personally work on a vibes only basis where if we don't vibe, I'm sorry, we cannot play together. So the first step is actually just a conversation to get to know each other better, see if we are the right fit, and if you feel that I'm the right person to be helping you capture and express your brand. Because when it comes to branding, the most important thing is actually not as much the skill level of the person that you're working with. It's about how much does that person understand you and your brand?
Yes.
Because if they don't, no amount of skill is going to help them translate that. So I always say we have to make sure that we're the right fit. And there's no better way than just getting into a
Yes.
conversation where we get to hang out, chat a little bit, and then see. And if it is something that makes sense, then I share about what the next steps look like on that conversation. And if not, I have plenty of people and resources that I always
Yeah.
redirect people to. And if I say I'm not the right fit for you, here, I have a colleague who would actually be better suited to support you with this thing that you're looking for. Oh, hey, maybe you're too early stage to actually even
Yes.
be investing in your branding.
Yeah.
Here are a few resources that would help you get to that point where we can revisit this conversation. So it all starts with a simple hangout on Zoom and the calendar link. That's something that I can make available after this interview as well.
And so Rachel, RachelTylee.com. And so then go to your site, they can see your style of branding. But I think this is the biggest thing that we can give each other. The greatest gift is time, and where we actually spend time with each other and we get to know each other. Whatever you're going to be doing, you are investing. You are
Yes.
investing. Before you invest that money, or whom are you investing in? Does that person get you? Right? Is there a
Yes.
synergy? So Are you coming to the table with what you think you have ready? And Rachel sees, no, you know what? X, Y, and Z is still missing, right? Go and get X, Y,
Yes.
and Z together because then we're ready to do your branding truly. But if you can't
Yes.
represent your branding, I promise you, people aren't going to be able to hear you or see you or connect with you. Your branding is your calling card. It is your introduction. It is the door opener. And you've got to make sure that when that
Exactly.
person opens that door, that branding truly represents who you are in what you're doing. Otherwise, that door will
Exactly.
be closed.
Yes. And it all goes down to being intentional about the way you want to present yourself and finding the right person to help you capture and translate that.
Yes. There is no one size fits all. There is always somebody out there that can truly represent you in your own light. There are so many people. What, we've got 10 trillion people in the world, million trillion people in the world. And the thing is, there is always plenty of people out there that can use your services. But first, you've got to know, why are you doing what you're doing? Whom is it for? What is it that you're offering? And how are you offering it from a place of heart, of conviction? And then how can that translate into a brand that truly represents you and what you're doing? And that becomes that invitation. Before you think of marketing, before you think of that first call, you are your brand and you represent that brand in every aspect of your life, meeting in the shopping mall, meeting at a boardroom, meeting anywhere. And that consistency of who you are and being on brand is very, very important to people wanting to go and do work with you on any level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Branding is so important. I've done a great deal of shows on it because there is no one size that fits all. There are many people that brand from a different point of view, and it is personal. I think it's one of the most personal things you're going to do in a business. A lot of people talk about, your business plan, and that is kind of, yes, everybody needs a plan, obviously. But before you do the plan, you've got to know, but why do I want to do business in the first place? What is it I'm trying to achieve? Right? Whom is
Yes.
it I do I want to serve? Is this something I really want to do? So even before you go and do all those other things, you need to ask yourself that question. And then you start taking the
Exactly.
steps, right? So it's really, really
Yeah.
important. Be present in your own presence. Right?
Yes, it always starts with you.
Yes, everything does, right? We want to know who we meet on that rocket ship to the moon is the same person that's on
Oh, yes. Those some things don't change.
Yes, you wear different hats in life. Business hat,
Yes.
mother hat, lover hat, you wear different hats, right? But
Yeah.
the core of who you are must be consistent because that's what people are hiring.
Yes.
So, meow with your ears. I love the ears. I think they're
Absolutely.
absolutely great. They show a
Thank
playful
you.
nature. And if we can't be playful in our life, right? I feel this is a game we need to lighten up. If we can't bring playfulness into our work, there's a lot of heaviness out there. Let's lighten up with whatever we've got to give and share and just step into a bit of playfulness because that makes things more exciting and just so much more pleasurable.
Exactly. And I feel like there's a little bit of fun that you can add to even the most boring and tedious aspects of life and business. And there's always a fun spin that you can have on things. Because
Absolutely.
if you're going to be doing something, why the heck not make it enjoyable, right? That's a personal principle that I have
Now,
in the way that I
life's
do my
too short.
business.
Well, why are you
Yeah.
choosing misery? Life is a choice,
Exactly.
right? Even abstaining from
Exactly.
a choice is a choice. We can't always choose what happens to us, but we can choose what we're going to do out of it, right? So,
Absolutely.
choose positive living. Right? You may have the rocky days, but that's okay because you've chosen it, you'll have the beautiful days as well, right? Roller
Absolutely.
coaster can be fun, even if you do leave your stomach at the
That's
top. You'll
the fun
catch up
of
with it
it.
on the
Yes,
bottom.
absolutely.
Be adventurous, right? Be adventurous. Life
Yes.
is exciting, it's full of wonderment. Be adventurous. You're just stepping out on your journey. You have no idea exactly where your business is really going to go. because you have no idea the impact you're going to have on other people. And if you come, this is me, this is what I'm doing, and then the people whom you serve can expand that energy and even the direction that you're going in a way. So just be open and receive, and rigidity needs to go out the door.
Absolutely. We have to be flexible with all of those things.
With life in itself, yes. So it's Rachel, TyLee.com. Reach out to her, get her calendar, set up an appointment, have a chat. That's your first step. What does that cost you? A little bit of time and a nice little chat. And then you'll know from there, are you ready for branding? Is Rachel the one for you? Or are you still having to go back to the drawing board a little bit and kind of know your why before you get there? It could redirect you altogether, or you could be ready to propel forward. You don't know until you listen, learn, and apply and communicate. So thank you so much, Rachel, for being with us here today. It's been a delight. I love the whole aspect of it. And to everyone else out there, whether you're in business or not, remember you're a brand. You are always representing yourself, right? So always make sure you are true to who you are unapologetically, and always put your best foot forward based on which you know is your best foot, not somebody else's expectation of what it should be. So until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there, and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.